This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you're an angry asshole in life, does that disposition follow you into death? It seems reasonable to believe that who we are in life as people, a lot of times, guess what? There's no magical change once we kick it. Positive, good person in life, you'll probably be a positive, good person on the other side. Angry, narcissistic, mean in life, angry, narcissistic, mean on the other side. I know, for so long, I think a lot of us kind of had this, you know, happy-go-lucky feel of, oh, when you die, everything's perfect. The mean people are great, and everybody's happy. And I don't know. I don't know that I subscribe to that. After doing thousands of episodes and hearing quite literally more ghost stories than anyone, I don't subscribe to that. I think far more often it is very much our MO, our motive, our personality, it carries over. Such is the case in our next story. An abusive husband, a cheater, just an all-around shitty human being, eventually gets what he has coming to him when his wife takes his life after catching him cheating. However, those who move into the house later on still happen to see the old angry asshole wandering around, looking confused and bitter as he did when he was alive. How do you get rid of somebody like that? Take a listen. I remember it all clearly. My mom divorcing my dad and moving out across the country. It was a big adjustment for me, being in a totally new town with hundreds of people I didn't know. But anyway, we had found this old house by a lake that my mom fell in love with. To me, the house was a mess. It was a two-story house with white paint that was beginning to thin and chip off the boards. The roof had shingles that were constantly blowing off. Some of the windows were broken and rain had gotten inside and ruined areas of the floor. I hated the house, but my mom saw it as an opportunity. We hired a couple of guys to fix the house up for us. My mom had some friends that we could stay with until our house was complete. I remember getting up, going to school and coming home, and then driving my mom to the old house to see how much progress had been made that day. After a few weeks, the house was ready to live in, but still needed some touches. The reason being that my mom wanted to do the rest of the work herself to save some money. The first things that I experienced were just little things, doors slamming, eerie footsteps, etc., but I could contribute most of them to the age and condition of the house. But there were some that I couldn't explain, such as a patch of cold air drifting out of my bedroom when you'd walk by it sometimes. The thing is that it lasts a few seconds and then it would go back to normal. I didn't know what to think of it. The strange thing, the small item especially, car keys, wallets, etc., would mysteriously vanish and reappear in weird places. One incident was I was late to school because my keys were gone, and I know I put them on my dresser and somehow they wound up on the kitchen table. These little things would happen up to 3 times a week, but me or my mom wouldn't think anything about them since they didn't occur that often. Days turned into weeks, weeks turned into months, so that's when things got crazy. I remember I was sitting at my desk listening to some music when I looked out and saw a man in what would be called a wife beater and worn blue jeans smoking a cigar looking over the lake. A bit startled by this, I debated whether I should do anything. I opened my window to ask him who he was and why he was on our property. I yelled out my window and the man turned, looked at me, and began to walk towards the house. I immediately felt a strong feeling of terror, but I got my trusty Louisville Slugger and went out into the yard, expecting to meet him at the door. I came crashing through the door, but to my amazement, I saw nothing. When my mom got home that night, I described the man to her and asked her if any of our neighbors met that description. She told me no, and that he could have been a trespasser I played it off as such and continued about my day, but he still haunted my dreams. A few weeks passed and my mom went to visit some friends back home over the weekend. She left everything in my care and left me some money for pizza. As soon as she turned the corner, I got my phone and called my buddy Kyle and asked if he wanted to crash over the weekend. I went over to pick him up since he never wanted to drive. On our way back home, we stopped at Blockbuster to rent a couple movies and some games. As I pulled into the driveway, Kyle asked me if there was only two people in the house, and I told him yes. And he asked me about a guy on the porch smoking. I looked on the porch. The man was there again. He had an extremely angry expression, and he took the cigar out of his mouth and stared at us. We stared at him, then he began to walk away and vanish. Me and Kyle stared at each other in disbelief. I called my mom to tell her about what we saw, and she just went on and on about my imagination and something about an outcry for attention. She told me just to calm down, but I couldn't. Me and Kyle did order a pizza and watched a couple of movies. Luckily, they were all comedies, so they did brighten our mood. Later that night, he had to bring up the whole cigar man ordeal, and it got us both scared. We both sat in the kitchen and made a cake for some reason, with the lights on all night. When the sun rose, I took Kyle home and relaxed. Everything was quiet for a few weeks. It was around midnight and I was watching television. My mom was just getting home from work when I heard her screaming. I immediately jumped up and bolted out the door to see what was going on. She was leaning on the hood of her car with her hand on her chest. I asked her what was wrong and she told me that she had seen a man in a wife beater and jeans come from around the side of the house smoking a cigar with an enraged look on his face. We're both aware of this ghost, spirit haunting, or whatever you want to call it, at that old house. I didn't like the fact that we were there. Later, me and a couple of friends were talking at the lunch table, and the conversation turned to ghosts. I told them about what I had seen, then a girl passed by our table, and she overheard our conversation. She asked us if we lived in the White House on River Oak Road, and I said yes, and she told me a short history of the house. Apparently, the cigar man, as we called him, was once an abusive husband. He had a wife, and he threatened her like trash. She also told me that he cheated on her on numerous occasions. Then one night, his wife came home early and caught him in bed with another woman. Infuriated, she got a pistol that he kept in his dresser drawer and shot him several times. I didn't know what to say. She told me that I should try to contact the thing. So I took her advice, brought a tape recorder and a couple of four-track cassettes. I tried for weeks, but only got silence until one night I got what I had been waiting for. It came as a voice. It sounded drunk and angry, just a shut up. Motivated me to keep on searching. Ever since then, I've encountered that ghost, even years afterwards, whether it be a small incident such as misplaced keys or a full-body apparition. My mom still lives in that house. I'm almost finished with college. To this day, the man that we describe as a cigar man does show up to her too, as does to me. He seems to be attracted to my mom, but can't say for sure. That's my experience. I hope at some point there'll be an end.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.